A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Grizzlies are going into summer league. I don't have a full summer league roster, to be fair. I think Zach Edey will play a little bit. I don't know if he'll play after the Salt Lake City version of summer league. Because you have Salt Lake City July 8th, July 9th, July 10th, then July 12th, July 15th, July 17th, July 18th will be in Vegas. Now, they open... get this, against the Jazz. And the Jazz, I don't know if you've seen their summer league roster. It's kind of ridiculous.
Is it?
It's awesome. Max Abesmith, you remember him.
Yeah.
Oral Roberts in Texas.
Yep.
Armando Bacot.
Whoa.
Darius Baisley. We know him. We're familiar with him. Isaiah Collier, one of their picks. Kyle Filipowski, one of their picks. Keontae George. Yep. Taylor Hendricks. Walker Kessler is going to be there. And then Kenneth Lofton Jr., we get to see if he can get a revenge game off. Kenneth Lofton Jr. versus Zach Edey. I hope we get to see that game one coming up July 8th. That would be a fun little battle to go test Zach Edey game one in the NBA.
I've not seen the Grizzlies. They have not released theirs, to my knowledge. I mean, you're probably going to see a lot of Scottie Pippen Jr. You're probably going to see a lot of Jake LaRavia.
Yes.
You're probably going to see a couple of games with a Zach Edey. Gigi?
Yeah.
I would think. And Gigi will probably be in the mix.
Maybe.
There. I mean,
it's possible.
If Gigi's playing.
It depends what they think about his role going into next season.
I'm looking at last year's roster for us. Vince Williams
isn't touching.
He's not going to see any of the court this summer,
he's
though.
Not,
last summer,
he's
he did.
Not going to be on that.
And, of course,
team.
We will be missing David Roddy as we shipped him off to Phoenix. So, you know.
And then don't forget about DJ Jeffries.
DJ Jeffries got on the roster.
Yes.
I'm excited about DJ. I know the guys in the midday show were like, yeah, DJ, but. And then the second rounders.
So what we're looking at really is DJ Jeffries will be a guy who will get some time with the summer.
Yeah.
I don't give him much of an opportunity to do much. He's older.
Everybody's down on DJ.
Well, but what in the hell type of role would he play with the Memphis Grizzlies? What would he do with the Memphis Grizzlies? Be honest. With the two ways they have right now, are they clear? They're not clearing a two-way.
Oh, he's not going to be on the roster.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I think that DJ is a...
He can make a good impression for other teams to bring him in.
Get a G League contract.
But he'll probably be... I mean, it looks like G.G. Jackson, Trey Jemison, Scottie Pippen Jr., Edey, Spencer, Wells is really all we sort of know, and then they'll fill in the cracks with a bunch of different guys that probably came out this year.
Yeah, I mean,
a bunch of G League guys.
I'm excited about Wells. He looks good. Edey, you know, I think you want to be careful with him because you know you don't want to break your first rounder in the two or three games.
Yeah, and obviously knock on wood, but he's held up really well. I think to get him some level of experience this summer is probably important. But one thing that you will do in summer league that you won't be doing during the year is probably focusing on him, giving him more of a focus on the offensive end like he did at Purdue, and you don't need to do that. You don't need to give him that type of leeway necessarily because that's not what he's going to be doing.
The 6'10 kid from Cameroon, I'm assuming he'll be on the roster.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're
flailing around.
I'm shooting darts.
Trying to figure it out. But Zach Edey, I think ultimately, when you just look at this pick, I saw DeMichael Cole did a write-up as well about it and talked to a former coach at Purdue about Zach Edey. And the thing that just jumps off the page for me, I mean, is outside of the actual what he brings to the Grizzlies on the floor, is just the work ethic. Off season, what he adds to his bag, how much he's changed his body. He's only been playing basketball for like 6-7 years. He wasn't thought highly of in high school. Couldn't get an offer from Rick Barnes. Started his career at Purdue as an 8.4 rebound guy. Ended his career as a 25-12 guy. Mm. And won 2 Naismith Players of the Year. I just think that's the thing that you can't measure necessarily. But that gives me hope for what Zach Edey can be with this Grizzlies team and why I think ultimately a lot of people are talking themselves into that pick at number 9.
Yeah, the kid from Cameroon's going to Toronto, so I messed that up. But I'm excited about what's going to happen in the Summer League, probably just about Edey, right?
Yeah.
That's the most excitement. That one player, if we saw 3 games from Zach Edey, Gabe, if you saw 3 games and they lost all the games and yet Edey looked right, you'd probably be happy.
Sure, and really, I mean, let's be honest. There's some givens about his game that we just know are going to be there.
Right.
He will, if he plays 20 minutes a game, 18 to 20 minutes a game, he'll get 12 rebounds.
Right. No,
right?
He will set picks.
Screen. He can set a screen on the
get
sun.
Fouled.
He can set a screen on the damn sun.
No, set it out the center court.
Right? Like, he can set screens. Yeah. Those are the two givens that I'm not worried about. What I want to see, even in summer league, is, okay, defensively, how can you get involved? What can you do if you get switched out on the perimeter? Like, how are you going to conduct yourself in those situations? Because those are the biggest issues we have. Those are the biggest concerns we have with Zach Edey. And also, I mean, keeping the fouls down, that type of thing.
It would be nice also if we find a shooter in the summer league too, you know?
Yeah. Somebody that
depending
can help
on what
now,
happens.
But we'll see what happens with Luke Kennard. I think there's still a pretty big shot that the Grizzlies can go get him.
It sounds like
at a lower,
sounds like we're waiting on
at
that.
A lower per year valuation. Right. That's something we're waiting on. I also think coming out of summer league, the rest of the offseason, the consolidation part of this thing is going to be important.
Right,
what are you doing
right.
with Zaire? Is John Conchar, Santi Aldama, what are you going to do with those guys?
Right.
And when you do that, is there going to be a free agent or a trade target as another big to back up Zach Edey that you go after? Because I think that's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the end of the day, I've heard them tied to Daniel Tice.
Right, I heard that too.
Who's played for the Celtics and the Rockets, can stretch out to the 3-point line a little bit. I kind of like him. I really do like him. But, like, even who, no matter who they sign in that spot as a backup big, that's going to be what, their 4th or 5th big?
Yeah.
In the end of the day, you have Jaren, Brandon Clark, Santi right now, and Zach Edey. That'll be their 4th or 5th big.
On that subject, I do have breaking news.
Okay.
Very much related to this conversation. From Adrian Wojnarowski, free agent Xavier Tillman has agreed on his deal to return.
There we go.
He is returning to the Boston Celtics. There was some talk as a free agent that, you know, they might be in the mix to get him back.
Yes. And it would have made sense.
It really would have.
I mean, Grizzlies.
It's a 2-year deal for him, and good for Tillman, but, you know, I would have liked it, actually, I mean, if he had a shot, but Celtics are going all in, and they're getting him back.
The one reason Tillman, a potential reunion would have made sense to is because you have Zach Edey, this big lumbering 7'4", 300 pounds.
Right.
Now you want to get a backup guy who could potentially switch, be more movable if Zach Edey gets played off the floor.
Right. Right.
You need to have somebody somebody who can still rebound and do some of that dirty work and set screens, but they need to be able to play better defense.
And it's not going to be just Brandon Clark, a pogo stick 5, because he's coming off an injury. Like, you're going to need him playing the 4 probably a little bit, but at the 5, you're not totally short up there. So that's why I brought up Tillman.
And then here's the other one that came off the board today, James Wiseman.
James Wiseman, two-year
deal with the Pacers. I know there were some people thinking get him to the Grizzlies, see if we can teach him some defense, because that's been his biggest issue getting into the league. It's the defensive IQ, fouls maybe a little too much on that end, and he tries a little bit too much on the offensive end. He wants to be an offensive-type player, and that's not what his role is at this point after being in the league and not showing that much. But he ends up with the Pacers on a 2-year deal. But I didn't really think that would have made a whole bunch of sense.
No, and he's still trying to prove himself. Like, Tillman, say what you want, but First of all, he's going to get run because Porzingis is going to be out five.
We've
six.
Seen him play playoff like, minutes. He's played really good playoff minutes.
He's going to get half of the season. You'll be seeing Tillman playing for the Celtics with that Porzingis injury and some of these dudes. And then he got an old dude with Horford on that roster.
Game three, I think, of the NBA Finals.
Yeah,
Xavier Tillman.
We saw it
thrown in there.
Yeah, and he was serviceable.
Knocked down a three.
Yep.
Got his rebounds. Did his thing.
Yep.
And then we also saw. Let's not forget. 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, really, at this point, the series he had against the Minnesota Timberwolves.
It was good, yeah.
He had to play. Yes. He was forced in there because Steven Adams couldn't. The knockouts to the three-point line to go get rebounds.
Yep.
He was a massive helper in playoff situations. You can say what you want. He probably won't get a whole bunch of minutes with the Celtics going forward.
Probably in the first half, he will.
But that's the one thing you can trust with him, is even when he gets those minutes, even if he's been sitting on the bench cold for four games in a row with DNPs, you can throw him in there and trust him.
The Grizzlies are so screwed if Edie's not good, though. I mean, that's what it boils down to. They're totally screwed.
I just don't see that being an overly realistic proposition, because I think what they need from him, he can do automatically.
Yeah.
I
think you're right.
Is there any doubt? There's a bunch of check marks
yep.
that you need, but probably the two biggest ones, screen setting and rebound.
Right.
Is there any doubt in anyone's mind, to be honest, like in offensive rebounding,
he can
too,
do that.
Is there any doubt that even if he doesn't score points, even if the defense lacks, is there any doubt that he can do that? I don't think there is. I don't think there should be.
I don't think there is. I'm with you on that.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.